In the Sinkor district of Monrovia, one of the areas hit hard by the flooding, retired government employee Louis Toe says he wants to take his wife and 8 children and move further from the sea.
And the water still coming, and so many horses, the sea has been carrying away. More than about 11 horses. You guys say you can look at the beach there. Look at the sea is coming.
Liberia is under reconstruction following the civil war that ended in 2003. Many people make money by collecting sand from the beaches and selling it to building companies. Toe says he has seen this in his neighborhood and believes it is causing the flooding.
I am afraid of the sea. What is on the mind?
The United Nations Development Program's recent report on Liberia's environment called sand mining one of the most serious threats to the nation's coastline and marine environment. The government is looking at ways to regulate the practice. Some do not believe that sand mining alone can be blamed for the destruction. Sylvester Mulba says many homes in his area have been destroyed, but he thinks the cause may be a changing sea.
When first started, we said people were on the money, you know, taking sand, making breaks, but we are getting to realize it's a global warming thing. It is not only on the money of sand. It's rather strange. It's beyond our belief to see such a thing happening. The power of the sea is very, very marvelous.
Mulba says he has tried putting up sandbags to prevent the encroaching sea from taking his home, but all of his efforts have been futile. He also plans to move away from the ocean. John Tamba says the erosion and flooding, which began in late July, is getting worse. When the sea engulfed his home, he built a makeshift place to sleep where his former house stood.
The sea is still continuing here. Even the little place I just built temporarily to be in, the sea is destroying the place also.
Rescue workers are encouraging families to relocate away from the sea. And although some are moving, many are fishermen and say they cannot afford to move away from their source of livelihood. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.